All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. This is HIBN. This is Shalah. And I say peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant. I wanted to share this audio. This is from a Christian network. And the reason why I'm playing this audio from a Christian network is that they're bringing out about targeted individuals. You know, you've heard me speak, as I tell you all the time, you hear me speak on it all the time, because we're commanded to sound the alarm, to blow the trumpet, blow the shofar, because we're in the last days. Satan have laid out many satanic devices. They're using directed energy weapons. You have countries and their governments are targeting its citizens, people that speak out, people that are, you know, activists. Some of them have different religious views, you know, but we know, according to the Holy Bible, that the Israelites, who are God's chosen people, will wake up throughout the four corners of the earth. They will repent. And because of this, Satan will come against God's elect and remnant. So this technology is used not only to target God's people, but really target the you know, the entire global population, because the elites, they want to bring down, you know, the numbers to about 500 million. It's billions of people, over 8 billion people on the earth, and they're using many different methods to depopulate. They use disease, vaccines, war, and even covert means. They use slow kill programs, which the targeted individual program is a silent, slow kill, assassination, provocation, entrapment program, as well as experimentation. So she's going to, you know, tell her story of what happened to her. And basically, it's a way for brothers and sisters out there to realize that there's other people out there that are enduring and are going through what's known as the TI, or targeted individual program. So here we go.
Julia, how did you hear about FOJC Radio?
I heard about your ministry when I was watching an interview you did with Tim Alberino on mind control technologies. Mm-hmm. And that's how I learned about you. And then I looked at your website and I thought, I need to talk to this man.
And the show I did with Timothy Alberino was my first serious look into the technology that makes this type of stuff capable. I've heard a little bit, you know, here and there, of course, you know, bits. But the first time I seriously addressed it in a broadcast, and we've dealt with SRA for about three decades here at FOJC, and we are now getting as many contacts from TIs as we are SRA folks. So I am so thankful that you're able to help us tonight. But what is this phenomenon of targeting innocent citizens with electronic weapons? And is this stuff really real?
Well, Brother David, if it's okay, I'd like to say a word first before I answer your question to the targeted individuals. Number one, I know the feeling of being isolated and alone and having people think you're crazy. And I felt so strongly in my heart that God, I mean, He instructed me that before I said a word, that I was to address those who are targeted, that God loves them, that He has never taken His eyes off of them. He cares deeply for them. And any feelings of abandonment are not from Him. And He has never abandoned even one of you. So that's the first thing I have to say to the targeted people. And my prayer is that you will be encouraged by the things that the Holy Spirit's been teaching me. And it's definitely been a journey. There's been a lot of battles, but I can tell you, we are created, those of us who have been born again and who are walking with Jesus Christ, we are destined to overcome. This is just a it's a bigger bump in the road probably than most of you have ever known, but there is power to overcome through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to those who are listening, who monitor me or who monitor other TIs, I have no doubt that you're listening. And I just want to speak a word to you that just as I do almost every day of my life, I pray for those who use these weapons against innocent citizens. I don't hold anything against you. I forgive. I choose to live in forgiveness because that's what my Father requires. And it's what I want. And I pray for those who do not have the eyes maybe to see the harm and the damage that you've caused others. I pray that you will know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then for those who have heard about targeting but don't understand it and have no experience with it, I know this is a lot of this is going to sound like science fiction. It's very hard to understand. This is technology that is not what we are, the average person, is familiar with. And I just ask that you would reserve judgment against those who you hear that are targeted and, you know, you can't understand them. It's understandable that you would reject some of the testimony you hear from people, but I'm asking you to be open because this affects you too. This is actually a global crisis. This is not just, you know, a small percentage of people. This is a global crisis because everything that's done to a targeted individual is intended for the entire population of the world. And I thank you. So in answer to your question, yes, this is real. And a targeted individual is someone who's on a government re-education or silent assassination, which is also known as a soft or slow kill list. And EMF targeting was first used in the 70s for spies on the field. And then the CIA incorporated it into a mind control program called MKUltra. But now it's directed to innocent people in their homes. And let's see, I'm not sure how, there's so much to say about this. And I'll just tell you, first of all, the phenomenon of targeting is, there are times when the purpose is to see if they can, the main purpose is ultimately for mind control. That is the bottom line of targeting a person. And it's a psychological warfare. These are military weapons that are used on citizens, okay? And there's different reasons why they target people. One of the reasons is for experiments, to experiment to see what it takes to modify the behavior of the human mind, and also it's for genetic research. So it's experimentation, research, and development. The main thing is for the purpose of mind control. Okay, the other reason they do it is, well, if you are someone who works in the government and you have too much information, or you have defected from what you deem to be a illegal program, many of those people, like William Benny, he's been targeted. He left the NSA when he realized what his what all of his developments. He's a very intelligent man, 40 years in the intelligence agency. And when he saw what was being done with the programs he had developed, he left, and he is now targeted. So it can be a political figure or someone that they deem as a threat. Also, activists are targeted, people who are, let's see. Well, if you are considered a political dissident, which is, I'm hesitating because right now that's a very loose term. People that, you know, can be considered a political dissident that are, you know, evangelical Christians. Right. We have actually, that's on the one of the top on the list of potential domestic terrorists. So if you're a political dissident or an activist, they will use targeting to suppress you. And it's torture-based. And basically, this is to retard societal progress. It's especially spiritually and scientifically. People like musicians, artists, scientists, inventors, researchers.
Yeah, they're actually targeting Hebrews, brothers and sisters that are in the faith that have repented. And you know about Project Megiddo. Project Megiddo is a document by the FBI, and they classify Hebrew Israelites as dissidents. So after 9/11, which was a false flag event, which brought in draconian laws like the Patriot Act, anyone who is on the radar by the government could be classified as a, you know, domestic terrorist or insurgent, and thus they can treat you as an enemy of the state and come against you. And they're using what they call non-lethal weapons, but they are lethal. It's just that it's a slow kill process where people will, you know, die from various ailments, you know, diseases, cancer, you know, heart attacks, strokes, you know, the stress from the provocation by the stalkers that create a high level of trauma, what they call managed aggression. They call it managed aggression. It's also a entrapment program where people are targeted, harassed, stalked, and set up and used as patsies through the torture, because they're using directed energy weapons. They're using weapons of warfare against civilians, torturing them, sleep deprivation, you know, the frequencies burn the body because they can manipulate the central nervous system. And they're doing it covertly. They're picking people off, you know, people that they deem a problem, and it's, you know, it's a hit list that the government created. So people can work and, you know, go home and shop and stuff like that, but they're being tormented by the technology, still having to work while being sleep deprived, tortured 24/7 with DEWs, which is direct energy weapons, and going out in the cities or your communities and being followed and harassed and stalked everywhere you go.
Filmmakers, basically free thinking individuals, critical thinking individuals that don't just go along with the flow. And basically, it's people who are not easily mind controlled or easily controlled.
And it seems to me from some of the calls that we're getting that people are just being picked at random, just for the purpose of them, like lab rats, just so they can see just what they can do. You know, it just seems to me.
Brother David, that's exactly right, because for experimentation purposes, they will commonly use poor and unknown people, those who live alone. They especially use educated single women. They make up about 70% is what I've heard. But yes, this is not, there's not just one category. When you're experimenting with people, you know, they try to cover a large strata of society, but it does seem like they particularly focus on people that are alone.
And it does seem like they're just testing their capabilities. They're testing how that people react to this, what they can do, and also the reaction of the public at large to people that make these claims. And why do you believe there's so much skepticism in regard to this electronic mind control?
Well, one of the reasons for the skepticism is because the public is not, most people are not aware of the level of sophisticated technology that's actually, you know, being used. You know, the average person does not know about military weapons. We don't typically deal with that. And so when a TI tries to explain what they're going through, it sounds more like a science fiction movie. And also, to be quite honest with you, for TIs, it can be very difficult to articulate their experience. Most of their minds are so disrupted and the capability of thought is compromised. And, you know, of course, society has been conditioned to believe that people who make these claims are crazy, just like conspiracy theorists are placed in the same category. But this is actually the intention, and this has been carefully planned to hide secret activities from basically 98% of the public. And I'm taking that from information that I received from a man named Dr. Robert Duncan, who worked on the system of remote neural monitoring with the CIA. And he, like William Benny, when he saw what was being done with his developments, his conscience would not allow him to continue. So, and the Pentagon released a paper stating that they could falsely imprison up to 1.6 of a population without a successful revolution due to the rest of the public, having no sympathy for the cause. So right now they can basically use about 1.6% of the people that could be put in, they can put them in secret mind control prisons, which is what this actually is. And there are many ways to propagandize and deceive those who have not experienced the true nature of this program. And according to the CIA documents, we're all human animals. And that's what Dr. Robert Duncan has stated.
And I have to admit that I was skeptical, too. And a lot of these stories can really stretch you out. And like you say, yes. These people have been terribly hurt. They've been brutalized. They've had their minds messed with, quite literally. And I see kind of the same curve that I went through, with satanic ritual abuse when I first encountered it in the late 80s. And the stories that these people were telling were so unbelievable. They were so over the top. But after a while of hearing so many credible, sincere individuals from all over the world telling me these same stories, I came to the point where I had to believe. And I see myself going through the same kind of a learning curve with the TIs. They're just absolutely over-the-top stories that you've got every reason to disbelieve. But when you
yes,
hear so
true.
Many
that's
stories
true.
From so many sincere people, many of them believers that are sincere believers in our Lord.
Yes.
I have come to the place where I now firmly believe. And after you study the technology and the capabilities that these people have, and when you study the people that are developing these technologies, I have come to the place where I firmly believe this is going on. And what we're doing tonight, we're just not telling people there's a problem. You know, we know there's a problem, but we're wanting to offer hope, and we're
yes.
wanting to begin to come together as the body of Christ to find solutions, to find answers, and to refuse to be the devil's punching bag and to just lay down for this type of stuff. But we're
And that's why spiritual warfare is important. Learning of spiritual warfare and applying it. Because although this technology is carnal, it's physical, the scriptures tell us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So overall, the program is demonic. It's demonic in origin. Satanic ritual abuse, because the same methods that perpetrators and people that are running witch covens, you know, Satanists and even the government started to experiment and started to research church cults and satanic cults, rituals of abuse. And they apply the same methods, but is used through science. So what we're up against is technology, but also spirituality. And the spirit, it conquers the flesh. You know, so overall, the Lord said that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. So you have to believe that. Although you're being, you know, victimized and people coming up against you, having that strong foundation in Yahweh Shai, believing in the Messiah, believing in the word and having faith, you can move a mountain. And it's the only defense against what's happening. because so far as of currently, there's no technology that can block what they're doing completely. Now, there are certain things you can do to help lessen, you know, the things that they do, such as what they call passive shielding, certain clothing and stuff that you could do to, you know, help, you know, reduce some of the frequencies. But the technology is so advanced, they'll find another way to amplify, you know, what they're doing. So it's very important to realize that this is something that's happening, and you might not feel that it concerns you, but this is some technology that they want to use on everybody. So this is why you should have a form of empathy and bear one another's burdens.
The fight back in the power of the Spirit, and we're going to come together as the body of Christ to find solutions. And that's what I like about you. You not only can articulate what the problem is, but we can offer hope and solutions tonight. And that's why I am so thankful to.
And that's the mindset to have, because the scriptures tell us in Philippians, we can do all things through HaMashiach, which strengthens us. So although the technology, as you know, the scriptures say, who can make war with the beast, there are, you know, ways to overcome it. It's just that the Lord will give us eventually ways to spiritually defeat the technology that's coming against us, that's torturing us and victimizing us. So the Lord will make a way, even if it's divine intervention through the angels, or he give a man spiritual power to heal those that are being afflicted. It's going to have to happen, because they want to use this to put everybody under a satanic mind, you know, control frequency. They want to re-educate people. They don't want people believing in God and the Bible and the Messiah and, you know, in his law, statutes, and commandments. They don't want us to have faith in the one who they call Jesus Christ that could physically and spiritually heal us and get us out this condition through the Holy Spirit. He said he wouldn't leave us. He would give us a comforter, which is the breath of Yahweh. That's the breath of life. So it will happen eventually. We don't know how, but there will be comfort. And once people are delivered from the clutches, you know, from the clutches of these satanic programs that these godless people have inflicted on society, many people will be full of joy and utterly grateful for the Lord's great works.
You to be able to speak to this tonight.
Thank you, Brother David. I have absolutely, you know, I have to say, I don't know where to begin, because when I see where I was in the beginning of this to where I've come, I love God more than I ever have. And I'm 30 years with the Lord. And I thought I loved him. I thought I knew him. But I've through this experience, I've developed a relationship with him. And, you know, I had some moments where I thought he was absolutely had walked out of my life and totally disappeared.
Yeah. She's, you know, although, you know, we know that mainstream Christianity as a whole have been very deceptive, but you're going to have people from all walks of life that will repent and will return to the Lord no matter what they look like. And so she's speaking the truth. When you go through affliction and when you go through persecution, it's either going to make your faith stronger or it's going to break your faith. And so when you're going through this, you will truly develop a love and respect for the Heavenly Father and the Messiah. You will have such a strong connection with the Heavenly Father, a strong connection with the Son of God. When you go through these things, it will build your faith up, and you have such great love for who he is, which is the creator of heaven and earth. And we're his children. You know, we're part of the bloodline of Yahweh Shai. So you will more and more love and appreciate his great works, and just him being the creator, just him being the Most High, the Ancient of Days. Because the program is meant to try to sever your connection with the Most High. It's meant to diminish your faith and give up. But you can't give up. You have to continue seeking the Lord. You have to continue persevering, because going through persecution, it gives you the peaceable fruits, which will, you know, lead to the fruits of the Spirit, and it steps. So once you go through tribulation work of patience, to be patient and waiting on the Lord. And the Lord will make a way. He will give brothers and sisters, you know, I'll say it like this. He'll give you what you need to defeat the plans of the enemy.
I thought he hated me, but as I searched and I pressed through, and this is what I want to encourage the believers that are going through this about, that as you really dig and you find out the truth and you get alone with God and you get into his word, he does have a way through this. He really does, because we are destined to overcome.
Now, what do you say to people that say, you know, Julia, you're just fear-mongering. You're just going to scare everybody. You're promoting fear, not faith. What are you going to say to them?
Well, you know, Brother David, for a long time, I did keep quiet about it, because that's exactly what people said. People in the body of Christ said that. And, of course, you know, people that don't know the Lord, they just, you know, look at you funny. So, but when a person is a TI, especially in the early stages, you know, you're just desperate for someone to understand, and you feel a need to tell people, because, you know, it's so extreme, the torment and the suffering. But what I say now is, you know, I mean, I don't force this on people, but if there seems to be an opening, I do share. And I feel like as believers, we absolutely need to know about this, because as the church, we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We have been given authority over the works of darkness, and we have an obligation to pray for the welfare, not just of ourselves. It's not just about me and my little house and my family, and it's about others. It's about our entire nation. It's about, you know, the world.
And this is why Hebrew camps, school churches need to share what's happening, because overall, it's even in Christian churches, they don't speak on this. They don't speak on it the way that they should, because this is a part of the global agenda to use mind control, to torture people, the technology. You don't hear Hebrews speaking on this. They go back and forth with, you know, just, you know, different things. You know, they might speak about other camps or what they're teaching and just, you know, just basic things, you know, that, you know, like that really, in the grand scheme of things, you know, they need to be preaching salvation, repentance, which some do, having a strong foundation in Yahweh Shai, keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, but also warning the flock about the technology that's used to ensnare people's souls. This is a part of the Mark of the Beast agenda, but a lot of people don't realize that this global situation is a snare, is covertly spreading, and the watchmen need to sound the alarm. They need to stand on their watchtower and alert the people. So brothers and sisters out there, share this content. Share it with others. And as always, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Shalom.